I suspect, Gracie, this patient, you saw them, and so I can imagine that they must have been a very vibrant 76-year-old who plays 18 holes of golf or hits tennis and things like that, who you truly felt might have the capacity to live to 96 or 100 or what have you. And so that probably weighed heavily in your decision to use chemotherapy as opposed to endocrine therapy alone. What was her appearance, that sort of thing?
That's exactly right. We see many patients on a daily basis who are playing 18 holes of golf and expect to live another 20 years. And they are also not wanting to take less treatment just because of their age.
Mm-hmm. When you talked to this woman about chemotherapy, of course, this is a few years ago, what was her attitude towards it?
She was willing to listen, and we talked about, mostly I was concerned about the fact that she had had a myocardial infarction, and we talked about the anthracyclines causing some of the cardiac problems, and she wanted to listen more about that. And at the same time, we had this conference with Dr. Jahanzeb, and I had told her that I was going to present her case, and she was willing to go along with whatever decision we made. But she wasn't saying to me, look, I don't want to jeopardize my life expectancy. She was willing to take an aggressive approach.